Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Congratulations to Larry, called in quickly. A little speed giveaway there of the Parker McCollum tickets coming to Viejas Arena on June 18th. Have one more pair to give away tomorrow. You can get your own details at Ticketmaster.com. Before we get to the Rindle Report, it is time for our biggest fan announcement every day at 9 a.m. here on Ben & Woods. We reveal another name, give you 10 minutes to call us back and qualify for our grand prize drawing, 20 tickets for you and your friends, a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. If you haven't registered your name yet, you still can at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. But right now, on the clock for 10 minutes is Dallas Labor from San Diego. Dallas Labor, you have 10 minutes to call us back. 833, why are you laughing?
I could see your mind working. You're like, did I just get got again?
Does feel a little suspicious. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Like a job you work in Texas.
Dallas Labor. Yeah, here in Dallas.
All right, we'll keep an eye on the phone lines while Pauly brings us some headlines in today's Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right. Happy Thursday, gentlemen.
Happy Thursday.
Let's see where to start today. Got a couple of sports-ish stories. I want to start in college athletics, this world of NIL that we're living in. We get stories like this every once in a while. Just a, I don't want to say a bad NIL deal, because I'm for any of these kids getting any sort of money they can and make some extra income on the side, but we're talking about Cal's quarterback, Jaren Sagapolutele.
Sagapolutele.
Save that. not gonna work here anymore, anyway.
His new NIL deal with Toyota of Livermore, it appears.
Good East Bay Toyota dealership.
Yeah. I don't know if he gets the blame for this at all, actually.
Not
I think
his fault
he
at all.
Did his part.
He did what he was supposed to do.
And I don't really know how we're going to get through this, because it's very visual, and I want to make sure that our radio audience can play along with us. So we'll have to roll this commercial and maybe just stop down and play it here. But it's the worst production I think I've ever seen for any commercial, maybe ever, and I've seen some bad ones. Looks like it was filmed on an iPhone 7.
Dosage Family Auto Group, proud partners of Cal Football.
Okay.
Congratulations on your new truck, Jared.
Thank you. Looking forward to driving you, Jesse. Thank you.
Be good.
Thank you.
So the dealer hands him the keys. Yep. He shakes his hands, very perfunctorily thanks him.
I'm looking forward to driving
his
it,
new
Jesse.
Truck. Looks
thank
at the
you.
Camera, like direct, thank you.
Thank you.
Gets in his car, which you can hear the beeping noise.
Yep. Brand new Tundra.
Now,
then he turns.
Awkward cut scene, like he's still turning, though.
He's smiling at the camera.
Go Bears.
Go Bears, and then he gives the hang of the Shaka.
Yeah.
And then slowly.
And now they slowly drive off
the lot.
Really slowly.
No background music.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nope, nothing. And then stops for a quick thumbs up before he
keeps rolling out of screen.
Boom. He's out. That's it.
They play this on like local TV up in the Bay Area, presumably.
Yeah. Yes.
It looks. All right. Here's what it looks like. That Paul said, hey, Woodsy, we're supposed to go down to Sedano Ford today and shoot a video, but I'm sick. I can't do it. I need you to do it. And I said, oh, okay, I'll handle it. It looks like I did it. It looks like I was down there. Hello, Manny. It's your old pal, Woodsy. What a beautiful Bronco, as I smile at the camera. But Paul's not there to spice it up, trick it up, make it look good.
Anything.
To do anything. It's tough.
To me, it feels like this is what the days before NIL really looked like, where a car dealer would illegally give the quarterback
right.
the keys to a Toyota and say, hey, here, enjoy your ride. Just don't tell anybody. But now that there's NIL, we're just putting this on camera now. Oh, yeah, here. I'm a big booster of the Cal football program.
Yep.
Here are the keys to your new truck. And now we're filming it and going, thank you so much for the keys to my new truck. I really am going to enjoy this.
Thank you, Jared. I am excited about driving
it. Thank you very much. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
And he's a kid. He's just doing his job.
He's just getting this free truck,
yeah.
dude. Hey, man, I will give you a truck. You got to come down here and shoot this commercial for me. All right, I'll do it.
Sagapulatelli asked about the commercial, said, I won't be expecting an Oscar anytime soon.
No. I don't think they give out Oscars for TV
And
commercials.
I think I'm just going to keep the truck in the parking lot because Berkeley parking is not it.
All right, yeah, there you go. It's fantastic.
Oh, not the most genuine of NIL deals, perhaps.
All right, we will switch from college football. And got a story here locally in California, now a little bit north of us. Carmel, California. They are looking to become the first city in California to permanently ban pickleball.
Oh, no.
Pickleball. It has taken the world by storm over the last handful of years. And earlier this month, the Carmel City Council, they already have a temporary ban on pickleball at the only public court within Carmel's city limits.
I wonder if people are fighting about court space.
They're looking to make this temporary ban permanent, and it says the ban stems from years of noise complaints by residents of a nearby community.
All day.
What's wrong with pickleball?
It's loud.
Pickleball court right next to my house.
You can hear it, can't you?
There are rules in place. I believe like 9 p.m. curfew. There's lights. So you do hear it, but I don't mind it. I feel like it's it's a healthy activity. People are out there having fun. Yeah, you've got the sound of the racket and the ball is a little annoying at times, but you know, I close my windows, I don't really hear it that much.
Problem is now, if you ban it, now you open up a whole new world. Underground pickleball.
You don't want that.
Illegal pickleball rings. You think you're doing something smart. You're not. Now you're inviting in a whole new underworld of pickleballers that are going to be doing it in places they shouldn't, right? And
pickleball dens.
Pickleball dens, yes, 100%. You know, I remember back in the day, they would hand out in high school, like you'd get a flyer for this rave or this party, and you had to keep it on the down low. Now they're going to be doing that for pickleball. It invites a whole seedy underworld into your beautiful town of Carmel.
It also raises the price of pickleball. Illicit pickleball.
Illicit pickleball.
Going to be more expensive.
It's, you know, they thought prohibition was a good idea. It wasn't. It spawned organized crime in this country, you know? So this is what Carmel, you're not thinking this one through, in my opinion. Do you think it should be banned? I don't. I think let people have fun.
Yeah. I think that, like everything, give it a few more months or a year or two, and people will move on to something else, and all those pickleball courts will go back to being empty like they were as tennis courts.
Your wife says, Pauly, put them in a racquetball court so they can hear how annoying they are.
like in the indoor racquetball rooms at the gym?
Like Footloose pickleball, she says. It would be like Footloose. They'd have to go outside the town limits.
Yeah.
You guys got to go up in front of the city council. Can I ask you guys a question? What happened to racquetball? Racquetball was badass. I loved racquetball when I was a
kid. Like every phase.
Every fad?
Goes in and out of popularity.
I love
my aunt was a professional racquetball player.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. What did she make in her best year?
Probably not the
$16,000.
But I know she could beat my dad.
Just whip it.
Drum him on the pickleball
court. Was
that
his sister?
Yeah.
She was professional.
Younger sister, yeah. Aunt Terry.
Bro, I loved racquetball. Loved it. When I was a kid, I thought it was, being on the court, like in the racquetball court, was the coolest thing ever. Hello.
Those are the most fun balls. I don't care about playing racquetball, but you just get a can and start throwing it off of things.
Yeah. Those little rubber balls that you could just throw as hard as you could at the ball.
But they didn't really hurt, and they just bounce everywhere. They were so fun. Before you go on, Paul,
let's go
to line one. Is this Dallas?
Yes.
Dallas, congratulations.
Yes.
You have called in 10 minutes. You have qualified for our biggest fan grand prize drawing. Thank you for listening.
You are good to go, my friend. 97.3
The Fan. You're good to go.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Got it. Good luck.
Thank you, buddy.
And then finally, let's wrap it up here. Got a new survey. It's regarding holiday travel. And we got the first big holiday coming up next Thursday, 1 week from today. A lot of you will be traveling, whether it's within San Diego, maybe you're going outside of San Diego. It is a big travel day
here in
America.
Huge.
And according to this new survey, this surprised me. It says overall, drivers are expecting to spend 13 hours behind the wheel this holiday season. And 11% of people polled said that they could log over 30 hours in the car over the course of the holidays. That's a lot of driving to me.
That's a lot.
And it says here that the average person is willing to drive 172 miles out of their way to pick up a loved one. And I said, BS.
To pick up a loved one.
I call lies. So, for context, what's 172 miles? LA's 100 miles.
That's a three-hour drive.
What's a loved one here? Because if my son calls me and said, my car is totally broken down, I was on my way back from Arizona, I'm stuck in Yuma, and I need to get home, yes, I would bite the bullet and I would drive 3 hours to go get him if he had to get home.
Yes.
If, like, my second cousin did the same thing, no thank you, I'm not driving 172 miles.
You have a sister.
I believe so.
Would you go pick up your sister in Yuma?
Yes.
Liar. You never wanted her.
Now you mean I would leave her stuck in Yuma? I'm the most driver friendly of the three of us.
This is true.
All right, do you guys know roughly where Oxnard is?
Yes.
Yes.
That's 180 miles. So that's about as far as the average person was willing to go to pick up a loved one. And I don't think so.
There's a caveat here. If my dad, how is it, nine? He's probably listening. My dad called me and said, hey, we saved $50. We're flying into LAX. Can you come get us? I'd say, no. No.
See, that's my choice. I see what you're saying there. Someone chooses to inconvenience you rather than... accidentally inconveniencing you, and they don't have any choice in the matter. It makes a difference.
When I was a freshman at San Diego State, I had a couple of buddies come down for my birthday for a weekend. First time visiting San Diego, and they saved like $20... by flying into Long Beach and just thought, oh, it's Southern California.
Come
you can
scoop
just
me.
Pick me up. My mom's done that before. She's like, or she hasn't actually done it. She goes, hey, it's cheaper if we fly into Orange County or LAX. Do you mind picking us up? I'm like, what do you think how small do you think this is?
Get on the train and I'll see you at the Solana Beach pickup station.
I told my friends, all right, let's flip this around. If I was flying up to Seattle to visit you guys for the weekend, you know what I'm not doing? Booking a flight to Portland asking you to come down and pick me up. What the hell is the difference?
All right, side question, similar. How far would you drive for that? If we're all single.
I mean, back in the day.
All single. Yeah, 100%. Easy. Wouldn't think twice about it.
Some girl's like, in San Francisco?
Yeah, can you come up? Can you be here this weekend?
8-hour drive. I'm like, see you in 8 hours.
I'm on a bus.
On a Greyhound.
Took a bus from Chicago to, what's the name of that town? Rockford? Rockford.
The Rockford Peaches from League of Their Own?
It was not them.
You had a Rockford Peach.
I did have a Rockford Peach that I rode a bus to go see. It was not an easy trip. Not
how long
a short.
How long was the bus ride? A
couple hours.
How long were you there?
Weekend.
The whole weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't just for...
Not one and done. 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
All right, back on the bus. Hey,
when Marla Hooch calls, you answer.
But I told the story. Riding my bicycle through the icy snow to Missy's house when I was in like ninth grade. Literally, like a 10-speed on a thin. Remember how thin your 10-speed?
Sure, yeah.
You didn't ride
a bike,
but you saw people that rode bikes. You know how hard it is to ride a 10-speed through icy,
no,
snowy?
I have no idea.
No, you don't. Pauly, you could imagine.
Oh, God.
Freezing cold, Friday
Every
night.
Every time you turn the wheel, you're like going to slip and slide down.
Just,
fall.
Yeah. Just laser focused on second base. Laser. Just, we can do this, man. We can do. She lived probably 2 miles, but 2 miles in the snow and ice was. So when I tell my kids, I literally rode
Did
through
Missy...
snow and ice.
Like, announce exactly her intentions before you drove, or did you have to glean them kind of and hope that it was worth the drive?
My parents are going out, and they won't be back till later. Do you want to come over? I do. Just bundled up.
Gone.
Bundled up. Yeah, sheer will. That's real Don Carlos. Just sheer will. I haven't had will like that since then. Just pushing through it. Just, I'm going to get there. It's
Imagine if you could muster that will for things
for
that actually benefit you in your life.
Oh, it benefited me.
No, but I'm talking about. Like getting in shape.
Yeah, if I had that will,
diet,
I would look like, I'd look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club if I had that will that I had that night. Just slipping, sliding, like the whole thing. I'll never forget it. Never. And I just remember laughing after, years later, thinking about like, Jesus, dude. It just shows you, man. I mean, you start to change and other things start to become important.
I remember, you'd be talking to a girl on an app or something. She's like, oh, I don't get off work until, midnight tonight. I'm not sure what
no
I have
problem,
any plans.
I can stay up.
And then you're like, well, I'm staying up till midnight just in case.
No
problem.
Me? I'm a night owl. You can get me anytime. 3 a.m.? Absolutely. Oh, no, I was awake.
You're not even an evening owl.
I'm not even an evening. I am not even an evening owl now. Now it's different. 50. If I was somehow single and the girl was like, yeah, I can meet you at 8 o'clock, I'd be like, ooh. Free on Sunday morning, perhaps, for coffee and a bun.
I'm not as bad as you, but, we had, I think one of my colleagues was having a going away party a few weeks ago, and they said, yeah, stop. It was probably going to start around 9. It's going to start
9 p.m.
around 9 p.m. Nothing can start at 9 p.m.
We used to do the thing when we were, 20, 21, fake IDs and all that, but we would do the thing where, all right, let's meet over at Kev's house at 9. We'll pregame. Then we'll do the 45-minute drive out to downtown Dallas. You walk into a place at 11:45. You're like, perfect. A little early, but it's the thought of being out till. What time did we stay out till when we went to Philly? We stayed out late one night.
We
stayed out till midnight.
One or two.
But it was also 9 back here.
Right. That's part of it. Yeah.
So that was part of it.
Yeah.
If we were in Hawaii, we're not going out at 9 p.m. There's no way.
We were out and about in the middle of just drinking, going through town. And I'm texting my wife. She's having dinner. It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
You go somewhere at 7, it's dead. And they go, where is everybody? Go, the place doesn't really start going until about 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So what?
We used to do it, man. We used to go out for an hour. And then last call would come and I'd be like, can I get 14 kamikazes, please? Because you're about to shut down.
Yeah.
Because you're just clanking drinks. You're like, I got to get hammered. It's a whole different lifestyle now.
We've gotten late dinners, 8 o'clock dinner, and then you're driving home. It's 9:30, and I'm like, it wasn't that long ago. When we were in college,
you
met up at somebody's house to start pre-gaming at 10 p.m.
We had dinner last night as a family with my parents. Went out to dinner. We didn't sit down till 5:30 p.m., which was pitch black. It was freezing cold, and the food took 30 minutes to get there, so we didn't get home till 6:30. It was we got to get you kids in the shower, get you into bed right now. I got to go to sleep. I was in my bed at 7 p.m., sharp. Times have changed.
Times have changed.
Yep.
If you were thinking that a threesome would be fun,
oh, yeah,
we will have our football threesome for you. And
you don't even have to ride your bike for this one.
No, and giving away some tickets to the San Diego State home finale on Saturday night against San Jose State. That is coming up next. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, if you're looking for a way, motivation to lose weight with minimal willpower, some willpower necessary, but if I can do it.
I recommend a 10-speed?
I think you can do it as well. Take advantage right now of SD Fat Loss's huge holiday sale. Get over $400 off, making it the lowest prices of the entire year to lose up to 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. That's up to a pound of fat per day now through December 31st. Sign up now, take advantage of the holiday special, and learn how you can lose the weight with no exercise, no injections, no surgery. The injections, everyone's doing them, everyone's talking about them, but they don't tell you. There are some side effects potentially, and you're on them. I mean, if you stop the injections, the weight is probably coming right back on. But with SDFatLoss.com, you do the program like I did. I've kept the weight off now for going on 3 years. No side effects, no injections. I feel better than I have in years. You can be the next success story. Set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Join thousands of Tier 1s who have lost so much weight in San Diego. You can be next. Go to SDFatLoss.com. $400 off right now at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Heading toward 10 o'clock, midday show at 10, and then we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m., final day of the week, Friday finally.
A little Friday for you.
We need a little Friday in our lives.
Yeah, we do. I was supposed to play golf tomorrow, and I can't now.
Not looking promising.
I'm not that good. I haven't swung it in about 6 months, so it was going to be... It was going to be more trouble than it was worth, for sure.
Quick note before we get to the football threesome. If you are sticking around town over the holidays, our friend Rick Schloss asked me to mention this. They got the big Rady Children's Invitational at Jenny Craig Pavilion next week, November 27th and 28th, including defending national champion Florida against TCU and Wisconsin against Providence, and then the 28th, the third place game in the championship game. There are a few tickets left available at RadyChildren'sInvitational.com. If you've got, I don't know, out-of-town visitors who are fans of any of those teams or just looking for something to do.
Sure, there's going to be some people traveling.
Jenny Craig Pavilion's a great spot to watch a game as well, and these are some top teams in the country that'll be in town. So I said, I will mention for you the big events. It's always tough when it's a neutral site game, like, get some tourists, some people coming in, but that is next week at the Rady Children's Invitational. All right, let's get to it. It is time for this week's football threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Talk dirty to me.
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world, and going all the way in this game of inches.
2 inches short, maybe less. Story of my life.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place, on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Our threesome, our most intriguing NFL matchup of the weekend, our best bet, and a preview of tonight's matchup, which will be the Buffalo Bills visiting the Houston Texans at 5:15 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan. Now, the Bills are favored, but don't sleep on the Texans. They are 2-0 since Davis Mills replaced the injured C.J. Stroud at quarterback. And here's something I did not know. Houston has the number one overall rated defense in the entire NFL, which at this point in the season is actually significant. They're only 5-5, but my guess is the Texans can make a game out of this against a Bills team that's been a little hot and cold. I mean, they're
good,
but
I mean, they played really well.
They did
on Sunday, but
absolutely
a little short turnaround.
But road game short turnaround. That's a tough one. I don't know. Might be an upset potential selection for you tonight for the Houston Texans.
Not the world's greatest matchups this week, if I'm being honest.
I think you are correct.
Yeah, I mean, just nothing.
Coming up with my most intriguing matchup of the week was a bit more of a challenge than it usually is.
Usually you can look and it'll be like, hey, well, at least there's one for sure. But, you know, Indy remains fascinating to me.
That was my pick.
They remain a fascinating team to me. I haven't been able to wrap my head around a successful-looking Daniel Jones. And I think that's maybe more of an indictment on the New York football Giants than it is on Daniel Jones. But for whatever reason, Benny, he's found a home in Indianapolis. They've got a really, really good running back. I like that matchup against the kind of middling Kansas City Chiefs right now.
So I think the reason I picked this one was actually less about Indy. So the Chiefs are going to be one of the more fascinating stories. They are 5-5, 7 games remaining. Probably need to get to 10-7 to get to the playoffs, right? So they got to win 5 of their last 7 games. Can you find the 5 wins on their schedule the rest of the season? They've got...
Let me look it up.
Well, that's why I think tonight is so important. Home
or
short week
Sunday.
Against... Sunday. So home against Indy on Sunday. Okay, then they go to Dallas. That's certainly winnable, but it's a road game. Then they're home against Houston. Winnable, but a good defense, not a bad team.
Yep.
Home against the Chargers, who already beat them in L.A.
Yep.
At Tennessee, there's a free spot on the bingo board. Home against Denver as first place and just beat them. And then at Las Vegas should be a fairly winnable game. But getting to 5 is not necessarily going to be an easy challenge for Patrick Mahomes and company.
That's for
to
them
get to 10 wins.
To make the playoffs.
Well, that's likely what they need to make the playoffs, I would think, with 10 wins. So this could be like the pivot game. You win this one, you probably get to 5. You lose this one, then you're going to have to steal one against the Chargers or the Broncos later on in the season to try to, you know, get yourself back to even the playoffs this year.
Pittsburgh-Chicago's fairly interesting.
That was one that I thought about that
yeah,
one as well.
Fairly interesting. I mean, you know, it's the NFL. I actually, and for my wager, Ben, I'm gonna take the upset. I'm gonna take Indy, who is the dog. And I think they're gonna beat Kansas City in Arrowhead.
I mean,
therefore ending. Really, they're
betting against the Chiefs has been a very good strategy this year. No one really wants to believe it because you feel like at any moment you could get burned. But I absolutely see it. For my pick, and as soon as I bragged about winning 4 in a row 3 weeks ago, I've lost 3 in a row.
You never talk about a winning streak.
I'm going to go with the other intriguing game. The Sunday night football game is the Bucs at the Rams. I think the easy choice would be the Rams, who are favored by 7. But to me, Sunday night football, Baker Mayfield, I feel like it's going to be one of those exciting, entertaining, back and forth games. The Rams aren't, you know, killing everybody. Give me the points. Give me Baker and the Bucks to keep it close and make it a good primetime game. And even if they lose by 6, I can still win that one. So I'll take Tampa Bay as my pick. Paul, you got a pick?
I will take, I'm kind of split between the Eagles -3 or... And I'm going to go with the – I'm going to take the Patriots -6.5, a little bit more points, over the Bengals.
I like that.
People have won a lot of money betting on the Patriots this year as well.
Yeah. Yep. If it was like 7.5 or 8.5, probably think about it a little bit more. But
Joe Burrow is getting close to coming back, but I don't think he's back, this week.
Anybody believe that the Seahawks are going to win by more than 13 against Tennessee?
Tennessee's
I know they're terrible.
1-9, and Seattle's probably one of the best teams in football. It scared me. That one scared me.
Those are those lines
that's what
where
I'm saying.
You could be up 17 late in the fourth quarter, and
it's not even a game. You're up 20. You're up 20 going in there.
Yeah, and you get a
Tennessee gets a touchdown and a 2-point conversion.
And then there's 3 minutes left, and all you're doing is running.
Kneeling.
You're just kneeling.
I hate those ones.
Sam Darnold needs to recover.
Yeah, I think Baltimore favored by 13.5 is really dicey with Lamar Jackson again.
100%.
I mean, the Jets are terrible, but are they that terrible? Yes, but are they that terrible?
Are they that terrible?
I mean, they're all NFL teams.
Baltimore's hot.
They are, but they barely won last week, and they didn't even play well last
week.
4 in a row,
though. It's the NFL, any given Sunday.
They barely beat the Browns last week.
Yeah, 1 by touchdown.
Shedeur Sanders went 4 of 16.
Does he get a start this week?
He is starting, yeah.
All right, so he finally gets those first-team reps that everyone's been clamoring for.
Welcome to process of elimination.
Correct.
Quarterback.
Yes. Hey, man.
Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I don't bet anymore, Gonzo. So it's a good thing you aren't betting on the game. Yeah, I mean, they could probably win by 30, but after what I saw from Darnold last, I'm like, hey, man, anything is possible. You know,
before Sunday, we got college football on Saturday. And if you'd like to go see the Aztecs senior night, a home finale taking on San Jose State at Snapdragon Stadium, we're giving away some tickets right now. I'll be the fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. A pair of tickets. You can go to GoAztecs.com if you want to see it. They put out the clinching scenarios, and they're very complicated in the Mountain West. Theoretically, the Aztecs could clinch a spot in the Mountain West Championship game with a win. If they win both games, though, they host the Mountain West Championship. That's a foregone conclusion. They control their own destiny.
Nice.
Got to take care of business on Saturday night against San Jose State first. If you'd like to be there, 833-288-0973. Get your tickets at GoAztecs.com. Some bad news. Jordan Napier is out for the season, their leading wide receiver. In fact, I believe they've lost both of their top two leading wide receivers. But then again, they didn't even throw the ball last game. They just ran for 277 yards, so they may have to rely on more of the ground game going forward. And they have three good running backs and a good offensive line and an injured quarterback. I mean, you're basically it's time for the wishbone or something. I mean, there's
the wishbone just on a whim install a whole new
Let's just say if I'm coaching against San Diego State, I'm loading nine men in the box because I don't think they're going to beat me with the passing game. It's going to be with the running game. Can you win one-dimensionally? They pretty much did against Boise State last week. They'll have to do it again against San Jose State on Saturday night.
I would love to see the wishbone make a comeback. That was an exciting offense to watch, wasn't it?
It was so boring that that's why it went out of favor.
That's right.
Rocky Long always used to say, it's toughest offense to stop.
He used to give the Irish
but
fits,
I can't
man.
Run it because our boosters would be so mad at how boring the game is every time. He said, I'd win every game if I ran the wishbone, but no one would ever let me run it because
you remember when we were growing up
football.
Remember when we were growing up, Oklahoma used to run that wishbone? Yeah. It was unstoppable. Jamel Holloway, you couldn't stop him. It was unbelievable.
And nowadays, the only ones that ever try it are like the service academies,
yeah.
which don't have to worry about the boosters.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to win, so they run the wishbone.
It's a nightmare to watching Notre Dame Navy every year makes me sick.
Now, you know, a lot of offenses with the, you know, run pass options.
Yeah.
That's got some of the bases in the wishbone in terms of, you know, are we going to run it? Are we going to pitch it outwards, make a decision at the last minute? And, you know, teams do that nowadays, but they don't call it the wishbone anymore.
When done right, it was a thing of beauty, but you couldn't watch an entire season of it. Lose your mind.
It's just very repetitive.
It's so repetitive.
Very repetitive and over again. All right, we'll come back. Final segment of Ben and Woods. Try to have a little fun to finish things up Thursday.
I've got an idea.
Coming up next on San Diego's.
We're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it.
Number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, a little advice from your old pal Woods and myself.
You're our old pal Ben.
Am I old pal at this point?
Sure.
All right, your old pal's Ben Woods. If you have not yet taken care of your estate documents, by that we mean a will or a trust, you should do so. If you've got a family, you're potentially leaving them in a world of hurt after you're gone. But the good news is you can do it simply and affordably online, thanks to our friends at trustandwill.com.
Well, yeah, and it's the holiday season. And sure, it can be a tough subject to broach, but I think one that's very necessary. Sometimes the best conversations are the toughest ones that you have to start. Mom, Dad, everybody covered here, you know, your brother, your sister, whatever. Like, people need to know what's awaiting them when you pass away. I'm so glad that we got a chance to get ours done, Benny, last year. It's been about a year now. And again, I haven't really thought about it except when we talk about it on the air because it's already done.
Think about all the arguments that you're going to get with your family at the dinner table. Imagine how bad when they're trying to divide up all your possessions.
Yeah,
if you
all
didn't
your stuff.
Do anything. Just don't leave it to chance. Get it done online. Answer some simple questions. You'll have in less than an hour, they'll be sending you legal documents that you can keep and can protect your family with a will or a trust that keeps them out of probate court at trustandwill.com.
Yeah, trustandwill.com. Use the code RADIO20 when you check out for 20% off of your trust or will. Trustandwill.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Toyota of Poway. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. Black Friday sales event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or toyotaofpoway.com. Drive home happy this holiday. Instead of having me read that, maybe they should just slip some keys to Lucky Sutton and put together an iPhone commercial for 30 seconds like we talked about in the Rindle Report earlier. Toyota of Livermore.
Okay, that was
a callback. It's like a 30-minute callback.
I was
here.
Like, what is he talking about?
Like 30 minutes ago.
Lucky Sutton.
San Diego State star player.
Yeah. Got it. Because the other guy played for Cal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was too deep for you there?
A little bit.
Okay.
It was a little bit of a stretch.
It was slightly a stretch.
Fair
it's okay.
Enough.
It happens. You're tired.
All right. I'll let you handle the rest of the segment.
Just
after
the whole 15 minutes, huh?
Traffic. Well, no. We only got about eight, actually.
Oh, right.
Coming
well,
up after
perfect.
Traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
So there's still some, you know, there were some baseball moves we didn't get to.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
we did not
get to those. Let's get to those before we wrap it up. Rossiel Iglesias re-signed with the Atlanta Braves, a $16 million deal. So I don't know. I mean, he was being courted allegedly by the Blue Jays and the Dodgers, but he ended up re-signing with Atlanta.
Seems like a short-term deal. Closers don't have a lot of leverage on the market right now because there are a few of them available. Devin Williams, Robert Suarez.
Yep.
A couple of others. So he saw his opportunity and just took it to stay with the same team.
Yep. And then the Braves and Astros had a one player each trade. They traded Atlanta. Let's see. Mauricio Dubon is going from the Astros to... Dubon
Braves
is going to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Right. The Braves
good
get Atlanta.
Defensive player.
The Braves get Atlanta.
Yes.
Right. Nick Allen gets Houston.
San Diego's Nick Allen.
So there you go. The stove is, it's a little lukewarm right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cold at the moment.
It always is.
You expect it to be until after the winter meetings, which are now a week and a half away from the winter meetings.
Okay.
The first week of December, I believe, where they'll go to Orlando, or Sammy Leavitt will be there covering the winter meetings for us.
Sammy Leavitt down in Orlando, just getting after it. I don't think I would want to go to Orlando. If they wanted to send me, I don't think I would want to go. It's too convention-y for me. It's always conventions, a lot of conventions.
There are a lot of conventions.
You know, everywhere you go.
Do you have a problem with conventions?
No, I don't mind. I don't like going to
conventions. Las Vegas is very convention-y.
It is, but I don't really like Las Vegas.
Hmm. So, it's because of the conventions.
There's too many conventions.
What's wrong with a convention? I mean, do you like not like lanyards? Is that...
Not really.
You see a lot of people wearing lanyards,
well,
for sure.
You say this as somebody that never had to go to a bunch of conventions. I have done my fair share of time at conventions.
It's true. I've never been an actual attendee at a convention. I mean, I've been to the winter meetings is kind of like a convention, but
yeah, but it's baseball.
I wasn't like officially like working at the convention. We did our show there.
Right. Yeah.
And we wandered around Comic-Con. That's a convention.
I just feel like everywhere in Orlando, you're a part of some convention. Like an insurance convention or a sales I had to do all that stuff. And it was awful.
Or you're around families who are there visiting for Disney World
or a convention.
Universal.
I would have to
but
set
San
up.
San Diego's probably similar in
terms I just don't feel it, though.
Tourist traveling. We have a big convention center.
We do.
People are downtown
but I don't
here for conventions.
I don't. This is such a better place.
Obviously.
You know, it's just a better place. So
you
I
just don't want to go anywhere then.
Yeah, Dominic says he went to a convention in Chicago. He said he had fun. Chicago's great. You can go in. You can go there for an insurance seminar. You're going to have a good time in Chicago. Orlando, for me, just feels, I don't know.
I sometimes feel like I've missed out by not getting to go to a convention. Go to the convention. You stay at a Marriott. You eat at a Cheesecake Factory.
It's like your nightmare. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but it's like an important experience.
It's well, going to a convention is different than working a convention. Working a convention is the worst. You have to set up the tent, have your flyers and your folder. Hey, how you doing? There you go. Take one of these. Yeah, you can take a stress ball. That's for you. Go ahead. Enjoy. Yep, you can take a pen. That's cool. Yeah. And just shoot the
sounds like a radio appearance, honestly.
Yeah, it's fair, but it's like 10 hours instead of two. And, you know, you get paid for it, but you get a salary. You don't get anything extra. You work a radio appearance, you get paid a little extra.
So have you worked a convention?
Hundreds.
What did you do?
I did marketing for a search firm that recruited doctors. And so I would have to go to the Montana Hospital Association convention, the Wyoming Hospital
Association. And you were trying to convince people who walked by your table to do what?
So physicians or clinic administrators to use our service.
Got it.
The company I worked.
Would you have a spiel if they wanted to hear about the service?
Full spiel? Yeah. Just go, but set up the...
Was your boss tracking, like, how many leads you developed at the convention, or...?
No, but it was just one of those things, like, it's important to go, and you shake hands with all the administrators. They all come from all over Montana, or Wyoming, or Arizona, and you have to be down there shaking hands, kissing babies.
And what city was this in? The Wyoming one, or the...
Cheyenne?
Cheyenne.
And then Billings. Ooh. And then Phoenix. Scottsdale. I mean, it's... Scottsdale's very convention-y. Very. But yeah, it sucked. It was terrible. I wouldn't go back
but
for anything.
But my guess is the much conventionier Scottsdale was still better than Cheyenne or Billings.
Yeah, it was way better. But, you know, there's nothing fun about it. Nothing. And then, you know, you do like an 8 to 10 hour day at a convention, and then you're, like you said, you go to Outback Steakhouse, you suck down like 4 beers, and you pass out and go do it again.
Gonzo says, it's networking. Again, my logical brain doesn't really...
No. Sure.
Uh-huh. Necessarily.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. You're not a good networker. It's okay. You have other strengths.
Just feel like you're putting a lot of effort in for very little results.
Yes. Yeah.
That's my problem with it. Like, you'll meet, I don't know, over the course of how many days? You know, 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
And you're there, and you'll have 1,100 people walk by your table.
Yep, you'll have 25, 30 conversations. You get some business cards.
And maybe
I've talked to you on the phone.
Everything works out. Yeah,
you get a couple deals.
One or two deals shake out.
Yep.
That feels like a very low percentage. Like, couldn't there be a more efficient way to drum up business than one out of every 550 people that walks by your booth is actually interested in what you're selling or providing? As a service.
Yeah, 100%. And then, you know, you're also in kind of competition with all of the other people in there. So it makes for an odd scene. Plus, people get to conventions and they start acting a fool, as our beloved Grass says. I've seen the worst behavior. They act a fool. Like, Have you never been to a hotel bar before? What are you doing right now? Like, why are you acting this way?
You know you have to see all these people again on Monday.
Tomorrow.
Gonzo says, Ben is the one that Irish goodbyes while Sharon is getting Pinot Grigio wasted.
Yeah. Ben's like, I'm going to go to my room. Wyoming's playing tonight. I want to go watch Mountain West basketball. You should go to one. You should go to one. But I'm telling you, like, there was... It was a, hey, it's MHA, Montana Hospital Association.
I guess I've never been a decision maker of any sort, and I've never tried to sell anybody anything.
Yeah, you've never had to sell anything
really
in your
life. No need for me ever to go to a convention.
It's tough. But Sammy will be there. He'll be out in convention heaven, Orlando. I'll save what we add, Pauly, for tomorrow. I'd actually like to open the show with. It's actually, I'll let you guys think about it, and you can mull it over. It's the five best Randy Newman songs to make love to, because somebody sent that to me on Instagram, and I almost peed my pants. I showed it to them, and they started laughing. And it's clearly like an Onion website, but it's
I know my number one already.
You do?
Yeah.
Short
It's not
people.
What you think either.
Okay. The five best Randy Newman songs to ever.
Thanks to Andrew Marchand, joined us on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their lives when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. That's it for us. Thanks to executive producer Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.